Are we ready to start? Are we ready to start?
Hello.
Are we ready to start? Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks to everyone for having been able to make it for today and for this time of the day. Thank you very much. We just had a short meeting. In 2015, throughout the years, we did not have the problem of having to come up with our zero budget, budgeting. So this year we had to do that, starting from zero, so that we are able to monitor our budget, maybe appropriately, maybe correctly, maybe the right way. So we are here to look at that report, which went through the eye of the chair of chairs, and it went through the chief whip, so it went through quite some scrutiny. Now it is with us today to have a look at, to adopt. So I'll ask Jerry to tell us the process of how they went about it. Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks very much. Chair, this in front of us is a draft budget that we have drafted as the support staff that is supporting the committee, Chair. We have taken into account of what the committee researcher has done, has taken account of what the content advisor has done, and also we have taken also into account what was presented before this committee by the South African Tourism and also by the National Department. We have put a number of issues up front, and then members will see towards the end of the report, which is not a very long report, where we have raised certain issues that we have of the view that the committee needs to follow up with the department and the SAT after the budget vote has been finalized. We have looked at the issue of strategic objectives, we have looked at the targets, we have looked at the domestic tourism, and the criteria that has been used to choose the projects by the department, and we have looked at the cooperative governance, and also the issue of impact assessment for the department projects, and the possible duplications that we see as a committee between the department and the entity. And then thereafter we made some conclusions and the recommendations for the House to recommend to the House that the report be adopted. Thanks.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I'm sure you got it on time, but maybe we need to go through page by page if there are any issues that members have got to raise. Okay, let's start on page one. Page 5. page 6. Page 7. Ich möchte mich wirklich ein bisschen um das dritte Paragraph, second sentence of the third paragraph, where it reads, Statistics South Africa in March 2015 indicating gratitude.
Thank you.
have we all thoroughly gone through the root? If that be the case, can we have the report adopted and seconded? A proposal? Honorable, is proposing adoption.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I second the recommendation that we agree on the report. Thank you.
I thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is the minutes of the previous committee meeting, which I am sure the members have gone through, and that was the workshop on the Act. I'm not sure whether you want line by line to be read, or honorable members have read it. And we're all there. And sorry to whoever. Page one. Can we have the minutes adjusted? Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Honorable Mahela is moving for the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of April. Honorable Adams.
Chair Session, I second the move of the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members, particularly for your time. But next week is the beginning of the budget debate for various committees. And we are requested to try to participate to as many committees as possible. Maybe particularly because we are in the economic cluster, to try to participate in those committees. Our debate will be on the 14th of May. Mm-hmm. As far as Indaba is concerned, we haven't received any communication from the department. So there isn't much to say from my side until we hear from the department what is going to happen as especially because it will be the weekend and some members may want to be in their constituencies during their constituency week. And I know some members will be working very hard to try to do other tough stuff. For the country to move forward. Honorable Ford.
Chairperson, may I ask, in previous minutes, for example, we requested at a previous meeting, and it was minuted accordingly, that the SRI progress report be submitted. That's one example. Another one would be, for example, the tour guides, that piece of legislation that is going to be considered in terms of dealing with issues relating to the tour guides, the legislation, the training, etc. Those type of issues, although it's minuted that we should receive those reports, we haven't received, for example, the SRI report. How would we go about making sure? Should we submit a parliamentary question? Because we have requested through this committee, when we debated the SRI subject, that we receive a full breakdown of all the different projects that were undertaken, projects that's incomplete, the reasons, completed, failed projects, etc. That's an important one because if you look at the budget allocation has been increased considerably in the next financial year for that particular project. So we just want to make sure that the ones that are currently being undertaken and the ones that's not incomplete, that at least there are closure on those projects before we move forward because considerably more funding will be made available. So because it was mandated that a report be made available to the committee, how do we go about actually getting it from the department?
Honourable Prof, thank you. I agree with you. You remember that the DG told us quite a number of stories about those under litigation and stuff. So I think with the next program, we are going to invite the department to give us a full report of the completed ones and those that are stalling and why they're stalling. Because of this very budget that we are going to be interrogating for the financial year, that is and should be in our agenda. The tour guides, because when we workshopped on the Act, it is imperative that we get information around the tour guides because one of the issues in the Act was to look into the tour guides. So if we've got tour guides and if they're legislated, then we need to get adequate information. How much support, how much information do they have? And to what extent are they improving tourism in various areas, including whatever area in the country? Maybe if other members can have other ideas even before we go to the program, but those are quite outstanding. That will also include the extended public works project. On that happy note, honorable members, I would like to thank you very much. There was quite a lot of cooperation in this committee. And I would like to thank each and every person for the support, for the cooperation, and for trying to do the best that we can within our short space of time, among a lot of other things that we are doing. But I would like to thank you, all of you, honorable members, including the support staff. The meeting is adjourned unless somebody has got something else. But after this debate, we are going to have the program for the quarter. Because these debates are going on until the 5th of June. Until the 4th. I thought it until the 5th. Thank you very much. And I wish everybody to have a wonderful debate. And we may just meet for short videos or whatever. But, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.